Thanks for joining me on the Friday as we look forward to racing at Turfantine on the Stanside track come Saturday. There it is, the Betway Summer Cup winning form. 10 races are carded on the afternoon. By the way, I'm wearing this little badger with a purple heart. It actually says, probably can't see it, it says, I love Cousin Casey. I just wanted to congratulate the Glenn Cotson team. They were handing these out on track last weekend, and certainly many of us received one, and they were all over the course, and it was good to see Cousin Casey romp home in facile fashion. The first race, I'm not going to get involved. There aren't many comments in any case from the conditioners. Race one is the Four Racing Maiden Juvenile Plate. It's run over 800 metres. It is a scurry for the babies. Good to watch, but we'll need a bit of a market guide and comments forthcoming on the day. Race two is the first leg of the Bipot. It's run at 12:05. It's the Tab 4 Racing Maiden Plate. The favourite here, www.hollywoodbets.net, is horse number 7, Malech, who first time out showed good pace and ran second. In the very same race was a horse that actually will be racing with a jockey wearing the Hollywood Bet silks, a horse called Fish Eagle. And Fish Eagle was some 1.5 lengths behind number 7, Malech. I see that this one is ridden by Richard Faree, by the way. It was his birthday on the Friday. Happy birthday to Richard. And we'll be going for him numerous times on this card at Turfantine. But number 4, Fish Eagle, I think may get closer to the 7, Malech. Those may just be the two. There's a bit of support for some debutants, namely the 13 Celtic Rumours, and more so for the 14 Civil Princess. Now, there are four places available here. If I was looking for a little bit of a roughie, it will be a horse called Brave Viking, who is number 3. This one opened 5-1. There's been absolutely no support. It's blown out 10-1. Is currently quoted at 14-10 a place. I like a little bit of this. The first four on debut was well beaten off third, 8.25 lengths behind. Last time out was 3.80 lengths behind. But that form line is holding up rather well. In fact, if you go look at it, you'll see there have been winners and there have been plenty placings. Smunga Kamalu is the rider for Joey Soma. This was a 275,000 purchase. It is the second run after the rest and gelding, so I am expecting some improvement from the 3 Brave Vikings. Selection is 7-4-3-14. 7-4-3-14, first leg of the Bipot. Race 2 place accumulator's time at 12:40 is the Four Racing Pinnacle Stakes. It's run over the 7 furlong. I'm not going to go into detail with all these big races on the programme. There's plenty information out there. The third race, number 10, Bon Vivant, is at 2-1, Bon Vivant. Number 3, Forever Mine, is at 4.55. Number 6, Another Level, is at 5-1. Castletown is at 6.25-1. They're betting 10-1 and better. The balance, there's a scratching here. Take out number 5, Sound of Summer. We'll take no parts. Certainly 10, Bon Vivant, is a big runner here. Best weighted horse, drawn at 3, Keegan de Mella. That's at 2.27-1. If I was going for a roughie, it would be number 7 in Dlamo. It was run against some rather stiff opposition lately. Rachel Wernicke is aboard, and I thought that represented some value at 12.5 a win and 2.5 a place. So I'm actually going to go with that first. I think it could run thereabouts. If it wins, it'll be a bonus. 7-2-10-3. 7-2-10-3. I also like number 2. Castletown is having the second run after the rest. Now it's the start of the pick 6. There's a carryover of 2 million. I believe the estimate is 10 million rand on the day. Huge pick 6 forthcoming. You have to be on by 20-1. It's the Grade 3 Joburg Tourism Magnolia Handicap over 1,160 metres. This horse, Gobsmacked, is unbeaten. Won 4 from 4 is 2.27-1. Sweet Pepper is at 3.33. Then you've got Kiss Me Captain, next best at 4-1. There's a scratching take out the 8. Ipico. I am going with the 4 Gobsmacked to win another and make it 5 from 5. That's going to be the first choice. I like Supreme Quest at a big price to improve. This horse in the past has done well over the course and distances or form, but on the day, she has ability. She's currently at 16.67, a win in 3.33 a place. I'd just like her to finish thereabouts for Trifecta's Quartet. So four Gobsmacked, one Supreme Quest, then two and 11. 4-1, 2-11. And I think that may be it as far as favourite selections are concerned for the rest of the card. Race 5 is the Grade 3 Betway Merchants, 1,160 metres, the first leg of the first jackpot. In Race 5, you can take out number 8, Coin Spinner, who now takes no part. Desert Miracle is your favourite from the Mike de Kock yard at 14-10. Moon Shining Through is at 4.55. One Big Burn is 5.56. Hollywood Have a Chance with their 4 Full Velocity, who is at 6.67, and they're betting 14-1 and better the balance. This may be where I've lost the plot entirely, but I like a little bit of a ruffier, and if you like a horse, you go with it. And don't let me put you off your selections either, ever. I'm going with number 7, Vaseem, who is from the Roy Magna Yard with Raymond Danielson. I just think number 7, Vaseem, can run well here. To be quite frank with you, just my viewpoint, I think there are some paper tigers about here in race 5. So I'm going with the 7, Vaseem, from the 3, Desert Miracle, the 2, Sound of Warning, and the 4, Full Velocity. 7-3-2-4, hoping for an upset. That's a 3-1, a place. Nice kind of horse for swingers and bets like that. The 6th race is the Grade 2 Johnson Workwear Dingaans run over a mile. And the betting on the 6th race currently reads as follows. Number 9, Shoemaker. There's a lot of talk. Is it even money? Very unlucky last time out, as we know, up the straight at Turfantine while entering the straight. 5, East Coast is at 5.56. Royal Victory is at 6.25. And then the favourite stable companion is a horse called Union Square. Quite frankly, I think the next two races, Mike de Kock, many would agree on paper, seems to have a stranglehold. That horse is Union Square, who was 4th 2.25 lengths behind Anfield's Rocket, was drawn 15 of 16, is now drawn 1. Randall Simons has the ride. Shoemaker, last time out, was drawn 16 of 16, is now drawn 11 of 13, and is quoted at even money. Hence, I'm going to, and I can't really separate the two, but I'm going to go more with the value, and that is number 7, Union Square, in front of 9, Shoemaker, but all the talk is for Shoemaker. Then the 5, East Coast, so 1-2-3 de Kock, and then the 1, Thunderstruck. 7-9-5-1, Union Square is at 17-10, a place, the first 3, and I think will be running on strongly. The 7th race is the Grade 1 Betway Summer Cup over the 2,000 metres at 15.35. I'm sure a lot of interest in the Quartetsia and the Trifectas, you name it. Sparkling Water is 2.86. You've got Safe Passage number 5 at 4-1. Aragosta is now trading at 8.33. Was 7.14, came in 6, is now blown out. 8.33. Porto Manzano is at 10-1. So, the favourite here, Sparkling Water, is looking good in race 7. But I'm actually going for the Drifter. Despite the draw of 15, I like the return of Richard Faree there for Mike de Kock. So I'm going with the 8, Aragosta, from the 5, who is Safe Passage, then the 4, Sparkling Water, and the 6, Porto Manzano. 8-5-4-6, race 7. On the day, as I say, I'm going for horses at prices. Hopefully one or two of them can arrive, and that'll make it a good day. Race 8 is the Grade 2 Betway Ipitombi Challenge, over 1,600 metres. A Feather Boa is 3.33 for this event. Gimme a Shot is 4.55. That is Saddlecloth number 12. 10 Miss Daisy is at 5-1. Last time out, I watched this horse. I thought it was a terrific run under the circumstance because it was wide throughout. And that horse is from the Aussie Yard with J.P. van der Merwe. A horse called number 12, Gimme a Shot, who's a daughter of Gimme the Green Light. I'm going with the 12, Gimme a Shot. I've got respect for The one and the two under your spell, and Homely Girl. By the way, Homely Girl lost her mouth round in the Allied Steel Road on a mission charity mile. We know litigation has come out, and one from that form line raced against the boys. Second choice is the two, Homely Girl, then the one under your spell, and the nine, Feather Boa. 12-2-1-9. Race nine on the card is a listed event. It's the Racehorse Owners Association. Run over 3,200 metres. Motown Magic is 3.33 to 1. Arumagum, number 5, is at 3.33. Marching On Together is at 3.57. Marching On Together is a 10-time winner, one from one course and distance. Although carrying 60, number 1 Imperial Ruby is the best weighted horse in the race, but as we know about this horse, none too reliable. But Richard Faree is aboard. Imperial Ruby is currently trading with Hollywood at a price of 7.14 and a place 1.14, and that's the way I'm going. One Imperial Ruby from the 2, the 5, and the 4. 1-2-5-4. Race 10, Citizen, merit rated 84 handicap, 1,800 metres to end off proceedings at a quarter past 5. Tamarisk Tree is at 1.24. Good Counsel, number 5, at 3.03. They are betting 8.33. And better the balance. Once again, I'm going with a horse at a price. The horse is called Leopold's, number 2 on the card, who hasn't won for 399 days, but the merit rating over time has plummeted from 111 to an 82. Keegan DeMello is no stranger on this horse. He's ridden it many times, but has dropped 3 points, and I'm leaning towards the 2, Leopold's, from the 7, Tamarisk Tree, the 5, Good Counsel, and the 9, Climate Control. 2-7-5-9. Wonderful card. We look forward to that on the Saturday at Turfantine. Don't forget about Spinner Zonke, 8:33 to 10:30 Saturday night. It's 2 rounds of spin. You can win an absolute fortune. Sunshines on Sunday. There is racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. The first two races, big fields of juveniles. Lot to look forward to. We'll have to make our way to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on Saturday. I'll be bringing you that show. We'll try and get some information on those debutants. That's it for racing. I'm off to watch the new Netflix series. I'm looking forward to that Wednesday. I'm going to binge watch that, and I'll open a card next tomorrow morning. Hit them hard. Enjoy. Bye-bye.